Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is our longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 17 years. He'll be celebrating later this next year with us as a member, as an outstanding member, one of the early members of our Brain Trust. He is a micropreneur expert. He is the chief home officer. He is the author of Safe at Home and other home-based business books that you need to check out. He is an award-winning journalist and our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Hanukkah. A little bit belated.
It's all good.
Oh, no, did I get you on the front end? I can't remember.
Yeah, well, it was 2 weeks ago around our time. So,
yeah.
But you know what? We missed a couple thousand of them.
Right.
You know, so you can say as many as you want.
Well see, last day or so. You know, I've just been, in all my emails and everything, I've just been saying, Merry Happy.
Merry Happy. Wraps it all up.
Yeah, wrap it up. You know, you get the idea.
Put the bow on it.
That's
you know?
Right. I like to be efficient with my words. So, which is not good for a talk show host, by the way.
Done run out of words. Done run out of stuff to say.
Yeah, got words. I love your tagline, though, right? Tell
got
them about
words.
It. Got words?
Got words?
Do you have little words on your upper lip when you say that?
Exactly. They're just I'm just
little letters and things on your upper lip.
Exactly.
So okay, here we are at the end of another year. We got the retailers called next week the 13th week. I'm sorry, the 13th month. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the 13th month. At least that's what they called it when I was in retail, although there's many decades ago. They called it the 13th month because many businesses would actually do as much business in the last week of the month of December as they did in the first three.
Wow.
So because, you know, people returning things and
right.
they got money and they come in and buy stuff and turn in user coupons and all that kind of stuff. And so it was a big deal. We used to make a big push for the 13th month. But anyway, so we're about to wrap up 2015. What should we think about? How should we be reflecting on this year?
Well, I think that what it gives us an opportunity. We can't help but toward the end of the year start thinking personally about how, you know, what we've done right, what we've done wrong, you know, how, you know, what we've achieved through the course of the year on a personal level. So it's a good time to reflect, especially small business owners, because no one else is going to do it for us, to think about what we've done right and wrong and can do better in the year ahead. And or even longer, you know, for our business. So I think that it's, you know, whether it's how we've handled our finances, how we've handled technology, how we've handled customers, whether it's our marketing, there's any number of ways that we can work with, you know, take this opportunity. And it's especially good time because it's so slow. You know, most people are out over the course of the last, you know, the last week of the year, last couple of weeks. I know that in my business, a number of my clients have just, you know, they've gone AWOL, essentially.
Well, other than retail, if you're not retail, of course, retail, they've got their own world, and God bless them, everyone. And then everybody else is either kind of shut down or you're delivering the last stuff before the end of the year. Because, you know, there are plenty of people out there, Jeffrey, who deliver capital items. And
right.
those things need to be delivered and put in service so they can deduct them.
Right.
So,
right.
But that's
a good point.
But there are a lot. But your point is well taken. There's an awful lot of the world that is not, as I say, non-retail. That's basically they're off doing something else.
Right.
Some businesses shut down for a week or two.
Right. Absolutely. I know any number of
our printer, the guy who does our books, the company who prints my books, he shuts down for a week or two.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I got to tell you that it's, you know, you have to plan for that, you know, even from a very practical sense. So if you're a vendor or you're a supplier, or you're a provider,
right?
You know, or you know, or you need these services. You need to know who's going to be around, who's not going to be around this time of year. So, and in my sense, for example, for someone like me, a small business owner, you know, I need to know that from the companies that I'll be dealing with that are my clients, will they be around this time of year?
Right.
Will I need to deliver early? Or beyond that, you know, got it from a budgeting standpoint. I mean, we've had this conversation, you know, you talk about cash flow. You know, business is just going to shut down. For me, I'm a cash in, cash out kind of guy where my business, if I don't, you know, I don't have a lot of retainer clients. So if I have companies I'm doing work for and they're going to go quiet for this time of year, I got to know that, hey, I'm not going to be doing much billing over the last 2 weeks of the month. There is no 13th month in my business, you know. So, you know, you have to be prepared for that. And so there's any number of things that we almost have to have a checklist of things to consider as we head into this time of year.
You better be thinking about every person, every customer, every prospect that you hope to get to do anything sometime in September, October, maybe November for sure. You need to be thinking about, you know, if I'm going to get something out of these people toward the end of the year, if it looks like our proposal that gets us business in the new year, if it looks like our proposal can't be delivered until, you know, after Thanksgiving, I better get it done the first week of December, right? I at least better find out if they're even going to be in business.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
if they're going to be there. Or vacations. How about the company still there, but your customer's vacation?
I mean, a lot shut down, a lot have, you know, it's a lot, it's not a lot to consider. I mean, it's all of 2 weeks out of the year. If you said, oops, my client's gone for this time, I didn't even realize it, you know, they'll be back on, you know, first week in January, hopefully clamoring for your efforts. So.
Well, and of course, and then the next thing is to look forward to the new year.
Right.
Because basically all that's behind us now.
Right, and that's you know, the important thing also is that we think about, you know, it's important to do all this business stuff, but also just to be thankful of what you've done, what you've had. If you've had things that have gone wrong, you know, okay, let's see how we can tweak those.
Did you have a good year?
I had a great year. Thank God, I had a banner year.
Yeah,
better than you know, my best year previously was 1999.
We had a good year. But there's a lot of folks out there who still are struggling in the economy, Jeff, and I'm hoping 2016 will be a little bit better. We're going to reflect on that. We're going to talk about what do we got to do to get things going in the new year. Standing right here just before Christmas with our good friend Jeffrey Zavar. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.